something that every orthodontist worries about is the occurrence of root resorption in his or her patients during treatment. The one thing that you can say with confidence about root resorption is that it is multifactorial and due to many different causes. When I am asked at lectures or courses what causes root resorption, my standard response is, you tell me what you think causes root resorption, and I will find research somewhere to support your theory. For a long time, the use of Class II elastics has been considered a potential cause of root resorption during orthodontic treatment. Is this true? A study titled Root Resorption in Class II Malocclusion Treatment with Class II Elastics by Gilherm Janssen et al., which appeared in the October 2016 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics, addressed this question. In this study, a sample of 54 consecutively treated patients with Class II Division I malocclusions was retrospectively selected from the records of the Baru Dental School at the University of São Paulo in Brazil. The 54 Class II Division I malocclusion patients were all treated without extractions. The sample was divided into two groups of 27 patients each, one of which was treated with Class II elastics and fixed appliances, and the second with headgear and fixed appliances. Periapical radiographs of the maxillary and mandibular central and lateral incisors were used to evaluate the amount of root resorption for each patient, and the differences were statistically analyzed. The results indicated that there was no statistically significant difference in root resorption between the groups, either for the overall score or for the score of each tooth individually. I should note that special attention was dedicated to having groups with similar characteristics regarding initial age, treatment time, overjet, initial malocclusion severity, final occlusal status, sex distribution, and severity of Class II molar relationship, since some of these factors could contribute to root resorption. The mean degree of root resorption was 1.14 millimeters for the two groups, and the resorption was predominantly mild to moderate in both groups, which is considered clinically acceptable. Half-step to full-step Class II malocclusions were included in this study, and even though the degree of malocclusion was similar between the two groups, I believe it would have been better to limit the study to patients who had a full-step Class II malocclusion. Other than this, I believe this was a well-conducted study, which provides encouragement for orthodontists who use Class II elastics. You can find this article in the October 2016 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics.